It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find Ruth's article right there every just about every day in the Republican American, especially when Region 1's in session. good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Where is Patty O's?
It's actually in Wingdale, New York, on old Route 22.
You across the line from here.
Yeah, it's like 5 or 10 minutes from Kent, mm-hmm. where he's located. It's like 5 or 10 minutes from Dover. From us, it's about 15-20 minutes tops.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
good for him.
Got a nice location. Lifelong dream to own his own
wonderful
restaurant. So.
Always nice to hear.
And we are big on lifelong dreams.
Yes, we are. Especially for Irishmen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. And
all right. So let's get down to it.
Let's get to business. We had a very busy week as we started off right after talking with you last week to go to the Memorial Day parades and had a lot of running around. And Falls Village, they always have Citizens of the Year, and this year it was Margot and Chuck Lewis, and it was just a lovely tribute to a lovely couple. And Bub Pitcher was in Sharon, ready to be marching down the parade. He's only 101, World War II vet. Lovely tribute to him as well. And the Korean War was given a shout-out at Canaan. They talked about the Korean War. And a young man, Lou Timlott's son-in-law, was a guest speaker, and he spoke. He was a wounded warrior and spoke about the need to get help if you need it for veterans. So it was a busy day, no doubt. But we moved on, and once again, Region 1, as you said, the parents' meeting was this week, and the school administration, Jose Martinez and Ian Strever, acknowledged that the grading system really had some unintended consequences that weren't thought out, and still they're working out the glitches, and parents still have a lot of concerns, and here it is, almost graduation. So we'll follow that along and see what happens.
You know, and in connection with that, we all thought that the system was working smoothly at Salisbury Central, but at the last Salisbury Central School Board of Education, a very, very open discussion was created by the principal, who
so
basically
I heard.
Said, yeah, who basically said, you know what, a lot of unintended consequences came up there, and they really planned on how they put that in there.
Yeah, well, it's just again, it needs to have anybody who has installed this system said the key is preparation, long time preparation before you initiate it, and I don't think that happened. I think even the administrators agree it did not happen. They just didn't count on so many NYPs, and as one of the parents said, you know, we could have told you. We deal with teenagers. We know they need a structure and goals, and you can't just let them go without. So we'll see what happens next year, but it will continue. Some of the parents asked that it be scrapped and just start all over again after a year of working on it, but don't know if that's going to happen.
As the famous commercial said, I doubt that.
But what I'm curious about, this is just as a random question, and I probably should know the answer. What do you do about the graduates with NYPs?
That's a big question.
Questioned, and they're not sure. There will be a summer school for 2 weeks to help kids make it up, and there are some other ways. There are appeals that the kids can do, and
transcripts? No problem?
I don't know, and I'm not understanding college transcripts and what happens there. So.
No, and you can't make up with a 2-week summer school. You can't make up for a whole year of NYPs.
Yeah.
You just can't.
So, and one NYP and you get a zero, is what I understand. But on the good side, there's a lot of good stuff going on at the high school.
Yep.
We had the science fair this week with projects that would blow your mind. I mean, these kids are amazing things that they came up with. And then the National Honor Society induction was this week, and what just a wonderful group of kids and speaking so eloquently. And Rosemary Nanny, who's a long, long time world language teacher, was inducted. She was the honorary teacher this year. And then Saturday, they did the senior prom at Noble, which, again, is just heartwarming. The Student Government Association kids get together and put on a prom with the seniors from Noble, and to see them interact is just beautiful, just fantastic.
And coming up this weekend, isn't the FFA banquet this weekend?
The FFA alumni chicken barbecue is Sunday, yes.
Yeah.
So lots of good things going on, but we do have a Region 1 board meeting tonight, and we'll see what happens. You know, these have been attended by parents who really have concerns, and we'll see if those are brought up again tonight. It is the last meeting of the school year, so we'll see. Over in Salisbury, they had Lakeville. They had a problem with the road that was redone last year. DOT came in and said, we don't like the top 2 inches of the asphalt, so they remilled it last week, and they're scheduled to repave tomorrow. Not sure if it's still going to happen, but that's the schedule. So those of people who go through Lakeville, be advised, you may have traffic jams again tomorrow.
And, absolutely amazing.
Not good.
No.
Diane Blick was re-endorsed for Judge of Probate, and she's the one who covers all our towns, Litchfield Hills, and Democratic candidate. So far, no Republican has come forth. Okay, so as we said, we have Region 1 tonight, we have Salisbury Board of Selectmen tonight, we have Canaan Board of Selectmen tonight.
And we'll have all three of those covered.
Terrific. Helps me out. That's wonderful. I love it. And tomorrow we have the Cancer Survivors, the Salisbury Visiting Nurse puts on. That's at the Grove from 5 to 7. All cancer survivors are invited, and they do a very nice job. Exchange Club in Canaan is going to have the scholarship winners there tomorrow night. Cornwall Board of Selectmen is tomorrow night. And we scoot down to Saturday. We have the rabies clinic at the high school from 2 to 4. Before that, though, is an open house at the B.B. Hill Historic Schoolhouse in Falls Village from 10 to noon.
And also the Big Rig event is next Sunday.
And the Big Rig event is next Sunday at the Housatonic
Child Care Center,
and again, the FFA alum barbecue from 4:30 to 7:30. So no grass will grow under my feet this week.
No.
It never does.
Just wear your galoshes today, that's all.
I guess so, yeah.
It's still raining there, hasn't it?
It's supposed to rain on and off, I think. But we'll see what we can get you, and we'll talk next week, guys.
All right, take care.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American Report on Robin Hood Radio.